Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever it is, wherever you are. It is Gareth here with another episode of the Taking Care of Yourself podcast. And I'm recording this podcast on Friday, and this is really intended for you to listen to before the weekend, because you have a weekend coming up, and if you are fortunate enough to have a job that allows you to have the weekends off, you probably have some free time on your hands. Now, I know you're probably busy, you may have other things you need to do, you may have stuff to do with the kids, you might have kind of chores around the house to do. But hopefully over the course of the time off you get on a weekend, and if you don't get a weekend, you know, you'll get time off during the week. During your time off, you will have some time to yourself. And I want to kind of give you maybe a few suggestions here of things you can do in that time off that could benefit your overall well-being and make you more effective in whatever you're doing. Now, what I tend to do most weekends is at least have one opportunity on a weekend to go out and walk. And I love walking in the outdoors. I love spending time in countryside. And the reason I enjoy it is because, A, it's very convenient. It doesn't take a lot of equipment for me to go out walking. All I need is a good pair of shoes, my boots on, and a backpack, and I'm good to go. The reason I like walking is it's gentle. It's something that doesn't put a lot of pressure on my joints. And, you know, I'm not an unfit guy. I'm not a particularly old guy. But I'm aware that, you know, activities like running and cycling are a little bit harder on the body than something like walking. So I chose to start walking a few years ago because I could see it being something I could do quite a long way into my life. I could walk until I was much, much older, where maybe things like running and cycling were things that had a shelf life as far as I was concerned at the time. So what I kind of want to suggest to you and propose is, if you can spend some time on your days off, whether it is in the weekend, or whether if you work weekends, you'll get some time off during the week. If you can spend some time outside doing some gentle walking or some gentle exercise, what it will do is it will allow you to reset your body, make yourself feel good. It will get some good fresh air into your lungs, which is great for you. But more importantly, it will actually quieten down and reset your mind. Now, look, we're all aware these days that we always seem to have some device attached to us. I know me, I mean, I've always got a phone, or at least one phone, sometimes two phones, a laptop, an iPad. There's always something that I've got attached to me during the week. I have to do that. You know, it's part of what I do to earn a living. I need to have that equipment during the week. But on a weekend, I'm less reliant on it. And I think it's so important that we do take some time regularly during the week, especially on the weekends, to kind of unhook from the matrix. You know, we don't need to be attached to these devices 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On a weekend, giving yourself a chance to kind of step away from the devices and be outside, be in nature, do a little bit of exercise, is just so good for your overall well-being. You know, I talk in my care system about the importance of energy, because, you know, we need the energy to make sure we've got the clarity, we're taking the action, and we're being resilient. So it's really, really important that you take the opportunities to make sure your energy levels are topped up. I find myself getting to a stage, certainly as it gets sort of Friday afternoon, where I've just, you know, I've spent so much time looking at a screen, my head hurts sometimes, you know, I'm tired of it. But after a couple of hours outside walking, I feel completely and utterly a different fella. Now, walking again is one of those things that most people can do as long as you're able-bodied. It's also, you don't need a lot of equipment, you know, a pair of boots and a bit of a backpack, and you probably all you need to start with, and obviously an appropriate jacket if it's cold, or a waterproof if it's a little bit rainy. The other thing about walking is it's something you can do in a group, you can do it with a friend, you can do it by yourself. It's really a very, very adaptable and a very flexible way to get some exercise, because even if you live in a city these days, certainly where we are in Wakefield, there's a lot of little routes and sort of trails around here that not many people know about, but you can find them very easily online with a Google search. In a lot of cases now, some of the old train lines have been turned into greenways, so you can cycle on that if you want, but you can walk on there. You know, we have a great canal in Wakefield that you can walk on. I can really do a walk leaving my house and just going for a walk around where I am. I can go quite a way and get into some kind of places that you're probably not aware of, but you feel in the middle of nowhere. There's nobody around you. You know, you're in the countryside. That's literally in Wakefield, a major city in the north of England. But, you know, with this, in the space of 10 or 15, 20 minutes driving, anywhere in the country, you can be in some countryside and get yourself out and walk. I think we're seeing an increasing number of issues now caused by excessive information overload. And I think that's showing itself in kind of anxiety and stress. I think it's increasing the amount of mental health conditions we have simply because our minds never get a chance to quieten down. I think it's really important that physically we're strong and physically we're fit. So again, walking ticks that box. But I think more importantly, it's important that our minds are in good order and that we're taking care of our kind of mental health and spending some time each week in nature, walking, just soaking up the energy that nature offers is wonderful to make sure that our minds are not getting overloaded and at least we give them a chance, even if it's a small time, we give it a short period of time to actually have nothing attached to it. So if you do go walking and taking your phone, great, because you know I like to take photographs occasionally when I'm walking, but don't be looking at your device every 2 minutes. You know, leave it in your backpack, leave it in your pocket, just get off and walk. And if you're new to this, if you're new to any kind of exercise, it's a really good place to start. And I'm going to give you a couple of little tips for how to start walking. And it's going to sound obvious, you're going to say, what do you mean tips on walking? I walk every day. Walking's one thing, getting from A to B by walking's one thing, but I think walking, if you're doing it purposefully and mindfully, is a different experience. The one thing I would say when you start walking is always ensure when you're outside that you, wherever possible, take deep breaths. Get plenty of that fresh air into your lungs. That will do you the world of good. You know, when we breathe and we breathe deeply, it has a very healing effect on our mind. It has a very healing effect on our body. Also, try to stay as upright as you can. Try to walk with your shoulders back very upright, because again, that posture is a good posture. Two reasons. One is it's good for you to sort of strengthen your spine and straighten your spine, because if you spent a week hunched over a computer, if you work in an office, you know, it'll give you a chance to kind of pull that spine back into shape. And also, by holding your shoulders back and kind of walking tall, it makes us feel good. It's a very powerful pose, is that. And when I'm working with people who suffer a little bit from low self-esteem or maybe some issues with confidence, just by getting them to change the way they stand and hold themselves can have a massive impact on how they feel and they perceive themselves to be seen in the world. It makes you feel powerful, makes you feel strong. So simply get out, taking deep breaths. You don't have to go any kind of silly pace. You know, just keep the pace moderate. You want to be kind of feeling like you're putting some effort in, but you shouldn't be out of breath. You should absolutely be able to have a comfortable conversation if you're walking with somebody else. I wouldn't put your headphones in when you're walking and listen to music. I would take this time to basically be away from any device and just listen to the noises that are out there. You know, you may not be listening to, I don't know, 50 Cent or whatever you listen to with your music, but you will be hearing lots of sounds when you walk. And also, I think if you do walk, especially if you're walking anywhere close to roads, it's very important you can have the full ability to listen to what's around you for safety reasons. So I don't think you should use headphones, but you should get out there and try walking if you've never done it before, because it's a really simple way to get into some form of exercise. So I hope that makes sense. And you know, if it doesn't, you'd like to try it this weekend. I think the weather forecast, have a look at it. Even if it's raining, make sure you've got a waterproof jacket. You can still get outside and do some walking. Enjoy that time away from the devices, and enjoy that time where you are actually doing something for your body in a positive way. That's going to increase your energy. And as far as the care system is concerned, that energy is going to allow you to use the clarity, the action, and the resilience that you're going to need next week to overcome them challenges you're facing or chase them goals you're after. So if you've enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe. If you'd like to ask me any questions about this, you can contact me through my website, garethboot.com. There's a contact page on there. You can even now, as of this week, I've just started a Facebook page. So you can go onto Facebook, and if you search for Gareth Boot, taking care of yourself, the page will come up. Give that a like as well, please, because right now I've got no likes in it, so there'll be a little price for the first like. I don't know what it'll be yet, but I really appreciate you sort of giving me some of your time and going and doing that. So that's it. Enjoy your weekend. If you get walking, enjoy that. I know you will. And until the next podcast, you take care.